Tight end Virgil Green admitted, as a seventh-round pick from 2011, he probably shouldn't still be here. But John Elway knows he belongs. On Tuesday, Green became the first draft pick of Elway's to re-sign with the Broncos, agreeing to a new three-year contract.
A lot of seventh-round guys that were drafted in my year, a lot of fifth-round guys that were drafted in my year are sitting at home right now. So I do see it as a true blessing. I've taken advantage of the opportunities that have come my way. And, you know, I'm not much to complain about things. I just go out and do.
The fifth-year pro started 9 games last season, and his blocking was a big reason for the Broncos' success in the run game. But with Green's Hulk-like frame, he's much more of a jack-of-all-trades.
Well, he's blocked, he's caught, he's been a tremendous contributor on special teams. And, you know, really excited with what we're going to do offensively now. We really think that Virgil's going to flourish because of his strengths as a blocker, but also be more involved in the passing game.
Before re-signing, the Nevada product said he did a little research on Gary Kubiak's offense by calling the new head coach's former players. Based on what he heard, Green's numbers, 6 catches for 74 yards and a first career touchdown a year ago, will most certainly go up.
You see tight ends have flourished, you know, throughout the last few years in his offense, so they didn't have to do too much talking. I understand, you know, how I'm going to earn my keep on this team. And at the end of the day, for me, it's just tough, hard-nosed football.
It was a breath of fresh air, said Green, about having this process over, adding that he can't wait to get back to work. At Dove Valley, I'm Phil Milani, Broncos TV.